Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They hate us, Mars. They hate this planet.
It's like she disappeared off the face of the planet.
Mars! Hello?
Mars!
Oh, Julia. I didn't hear you. Check out that fancy wheelchair.
All-terrain transporter. Sturdy enough to roll right across the surface of the planet. Would have been beneficial to have when we crash-landed. Saved you some trouble anyway.
I didn't mind carrying you. You're an excellent passenger.
Lovely of you to say. You're an above-average pony. I didn't know you were a horticulture expert.
I'm not. I won a cactus at the fair once, but it died.
Why? What's your job? You are looking at the colony's new intelligence deputy. They call it cyber ops in Intel, but I prefer intelligence as an MI6. It's very exciting. I was a codebreaker as a kid.
So, as intelligence, do you get to know stuff about them? You know, the Martians?
Naturally. The Martian leader, Fang, moves their camp around a lot. But they're never far from here. They need the colony's supplies to survive. They hide in a series of empty lava tubes. I was able to trace the signal they sent to hack our shuttle. Here, look at this map on my phone. They've likely moved since then. But I've been able to...
Mars, where are you going? Mars?
I gotta go. I'll call you later, Julia. Or Mars chat you, or whatever they do around here.
I'll text you.
Do they have to make these pressure suits so... pressury? Okay, Aurora. I've got my map and my GPS. If you're where Julia thinks you are, I'm coming. Here goes nothing, or everything.
Want some company for your little hike, butterfly?
Orion!
You're not allowed to wander around the planet on your own.
I'm not wandering. I'm going to look for my friend Aurora. She went missing during the Martian incident at the greenhouse. Mr. Pruitt told me.
I know about Aurora.
Then help me look for her!
Help you look where?
Julia has a lead on where they'll go next. The Martians, I mean.
And what if you actually locate them? These are the people who caused an explosion on our ship. They're trying to wreck the colony and everyone in it. What do you think Fang would do if he found you?
I'm going to look for her. You can't stop me.
You sure about that?
Hey, what are you doing?
Taking off your helmet.
Hey, stop!
Take a deep breath, butterfly. Aurora is gone, Mars. You have about 30 seconds to get back inside before very bad things start happening to your body.
Orion is certainly not one to mess around. Is he, podcast listeners? Because he understands the importance of our mission and why I couldn't initially tell Mars about the unexplainable disappearance of Aurora Gershowitz. But we have rules in my colony, and Mars broke one, which means there'll have to be some consequences.
Thank you.
You could have killed me out there.
Yep.
Humans can't, you know, survive without helmets and oxygen.
It's time to change up what you're doing here at the colony. I think you have certain skills that are being wasted in the greenhouse.
Well, I wouldn't say wasted. Maybe I'm not being used to my full potential is all.
Exactly. Would you say you're a kid who leaves no stone unturned?
Yeah, that's me.
In baseball, you bat cleanup?
I'm more of a scrappy leadoff guy, but okay.
Even better. Like Mr. Pruitt says, everyone on Mars is here for an important reason. Even you, Fly. The good news is, we don't believe in useless punishments like detention.
That's good. I spent enough time in detention.
We need everyone to pitch in. You know, make our world a better place.
I want to help.
That's what I like to hear.
What's this? A supply closet?
It's all yours, Fly. It has everything you need to do your new job.
My job?
Yeah, it's in here somewhere. Here.
What's that? A space shovel?
Just a shovel. And this is your cinch sack. These two babies are your new best friends.
For what?
For picking up the waste.
What kind of waste?
Mr. Pruitt designed the tardigrades to live on Mars. They roam around the valley and eat this bacteria that grows on rocks. They like to do their business on the far side of the big boulders around the colony. You can't believe the size of the clumps that come out of them.
Wait, my job is shoveling those monsters' giant poops?
Manure. We call it manure. We use it for the soil in the greenhouse so we can grow stuff.
This can't be right. I wasn't sent to Mars to be Pooper Scooper.
You wanted to go outside? Now you have a reason. Pick up the manure, bring it back. And just in case you're thinking about wandering off again, I'm limiting your oxygen. Oh, and make sure you shower when you come back in. If we're gonna be roommates, I can't have you smelling like a tardigrade toilet.
Roommates? Wow, Mars, you're on Mars. That must be amazing. Yeah, totally dream come true. So, what do you do on Mars? Do? Yeah, like, are you a scientist? Or a bioengineer? I shovel poop. I'm sorry, you what? I'm a poop shoveler. I shovel monster poop.
My turn to give you a lift.
Julia, what are you doing out here?
Testing out one of the rovers. It's retrofitted so I can drive it with my hands.
You get all the cool stuff.
I hear you got a cool new assignment too. You must be flushed with excitement.
Are you making fun of me?
Of course not. Nothing funny about your job. To anyone who'd laugh, I say poo-poo.
This is humiliating.
Get in.
Fine.
Why are you enjoying this so much?
Maybe because you deserve it. Did you think of me at all when you hatched your plan to sneak out into the desert? You could have gotten yourself killed.
I was trying to find Aurora.
Yes, but I was the one who told you about the Martian movements. I could have gotten in serious trouble.
So let me get this straight. If I had gotten killed, you would have been upset because I got you in trouble?
I'm trying to build a reputation here.
Right, well, I'm very sorry I almost got myself killed and messed up your rep.
I forgive you.
I'm not gonna stop looking for Aurora. Think about everything you did to look for all of the missing kids on Earth. I know you. You wouldn't give up either.
Yes, well, here we are at the boulder field.
What's with the graffiti on the rocks? Visit the space station. Add to RAM. Where's Ollie?
The Martians must have painted it.
What does it mean?
Ad Terram is Latin. It means to Earth. But the rest of it, who knows? All those maniacs want to do is cause chaos and ruin things for the rest of us. There's a debate on whether their leader, Fang, is even sane.
I have to find Aurora.
I understand. And I'll help you when I can. Just for once in your life, let other people do their jobs. Stay here and do yours, no matter how much it stinks.
Not funny. Actually, that was kind of funny.
You got to be kidding me! Ugh, this pile is almost as tall as me! All of this is from eating bacteria? Could this day get any worse? Oh, hey boy, nice boy or girl, or whatever. Do you know Muffin? Good job in the pile over there. Impressive work. I'm not a rock. Please don't eat me. Is this what you want? You want a delicious rock? Hey boy, go get it. Rocks, rocks, any more rocks? Hey, what? Get away from me!
Easy, man. I'm just having a little fun with you.
What are you doing out here?
You know, I'm just out for a little stroll by the perimeter. Nothing as exciting as what you're doing out here.
I'm doing my job.
Shoveling that nasty stuff of passion of yours, Mars.
How do you know my name?
You're famous. Well, not for the shoveling, of course.
Who are you?
They call me Axel. I'm not famous or anything. Not yet.
I feel like I know you from somewhere.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Must be my face. Or my voice.
It's you! The one who hacked into our shuttle! You're a Martian!
Well, technically, so are you now.
Where's Aurora? Do you people have her?
Don't get all worked up, Mars. We've taken care of Aurora.
What did you do to her?
Hey, Mars! I'd like to introduce you to a few of my friends.
Hey there, punk!
Yo.
Nice shovel.
Hey guys.
Why don't you take a ride with us?
I'm kinda short on oxygen and I have a lot of shoveling to do.
Here's the thing, Mars. My friends aren't nearly as nice as I am. So we're not asking. And Fang is looking real forward to meeting you.
Hey, let me go! Get off me!
To the Martian camp. Let's get you inside before you run out of air.
Oh, my head.
You were out for quite a while, so you're still gonna be dizzy. You sure struggled a lot. So we pumped a little nitrous oxide into your helmet, just to make sure you stayed down.
Was all that really necessary?
Maybe, maybe not.
What is that? What's going on?
You can take the sap off his head.
Here you go, Mars. Say hello to the boss.
Are you Fang?
Bring him to me.
Let go of me!
I've waited a long time for this.
You're the leader? Take off that helmet and talk to me like a man. Where is Aurora? What did you do to her?
Do to her?
Mars, it's me. I'm Fang.
Aurora.
Surprise!
Well, podcast listeners, isn't that a twist? Aurora is Fang, the leader of the Martians. I know you may not believe me, but I did not see that coming. It's time for me to go now. It looks like I have some issues I need to address. Until next time, just know this. This changes everything.
find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.